Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence and you here at WCWP.org. We have been speaking with Congressman Tom Suozzi, who has been generous enough to give us a few more minutes of his time. He is on a tight schedule, but we were just talking about a really important topic. And go ahead, Tom.
Well, listen, Rebecca, I can only stand for a few more minutes, but I want to thank you again. And the bottom line with all the issues, whether it's the state and local tax deduction, whether it's the president's big infrastructure plans, whether it's immigration, we need people to work together with each other in this country. We need Democrats and Republicans to stop pandering to their base and just trying to please the extremes on each side, the far right and the far left, and work together to actually solve the problems for the people. Most people are just normal people who say, listen, why can't you just work it out? Can you just sit down and work with each other and get this done and try and help the people? That's what I try and do every single day, is to try and get things done. So I focus on local things like getting money for the Long Island Sound. Long Island Sound is getting better all the time. We're going to see, it was like $4 million a year we had when I first got into office. This year, the president put in his budget at our request. I'm the co-chair of the Long Island Sound Caucus, $40 million. I just got a bunch of money in to get the Army Corps of Engineers to knock down derelict buildings at the Northport VA and enhance the Northport Veterans Administration. I'm working on the Merchant Marine Academy over in Kings Point on the North Hempstead Peninsula, that to try and make that back into one of the jewels of the service academies in the United States of America. I got record funding for the Helen Keller Foundation, which is over in Sands Point. And it's really just a spectacular facility that helps people that are both deaf and blind, if you can imagine what that must be like to live that way. So I'm always working to just try and bring things back locally, to clean up the pollution at the Bethpage Navy Grumman Plume, to help my local constituents with issues of getting the money from the pandemic, whether it be their unemployment insurance or their stimulus check, or helping people with their visa issues and passports, and just trying to be a good local servant. So it's a great honor to serve in this position, especially during this very difficult time in history. It's a great responsibility, and I'm fortunate that the people have supported me and allowed me to do this job. I've devoted my life to public service, and I'm every day I'm more and more happy that I have, because I feel like I'm getting more and more prepared for the challenges that we face during this very difficult time in our history. And I'll always try and work to try and listen to what the people in my district want and try and reflect what their concerns are. But thanks so much for having me on, and please send my best wishes to John Ryan. I'm going to say a prayer for him right when I get off this call, because he's such a good guy, and I know he's been going through some tough times.
Thank you so much, Congressman Tom Suozzi. You're a true friend to us all, and we look forward to having you back on the show. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks, Rebecca. Thanks, Otto.
Thank you.
Bye, Dan.
Dan's napping.
Wow, guys, what a show.
What a show. My goodness.
We're just like getting so much information. My brain is like on overload. It's really
Christina,
it's really
you
wonderful.
Pulled together amazing guests. I mean, it's just, it's really incredible information, and, you know, it's really, really a great show. I'm kind of like, there's so much information and research, and you just hand it to us. It's great. It's like, I got the same thing. She hands us like things that, you know, emails and.
You know, guys, I just want to keep you prepared, you know.
There's only 35 pages, I think.
I know, right? It was quite the record low. But I have to say, it was just absolutely wonderful. And, you know, clearly our common theme, you know, we had, I mean, two very different things, two very different topics, yeah. Obviously. But, you know, both obviously Big Brothers, Big Sisters and Congressman Suozzi are very passionate about what they're doing. And that certainly comes through in the interview. And I think that that's my favorite part of this radio program, is having, you know, people who are passionate. That's who you want to listen to, you know, and it's just, it's nice to see. And you guys, of course, are doing a fabulous job, I must say.
Thank you.
You know I'm sorry, but what Tom said, you know, it seems so clear and so obvious, you know, that people just have to be able to sit and work it out.
Right.
You know, okay, there were people on the right and people on the left.
Yeah.
but there's like 90% of the people that aren't. They're yeah. squashed in the middle and being controlled by the people who go from one extreme to the other. And we got to start thinking about the normal person in this deal.
No, it's so right. You know, and I know, Otto, we've had these conversations, you know, numerous times, and it's unfortunate because it is a time when it seems like every issue, every topic are, you know, well, that's advertised, but listen, this is the media and this could be a whole bigger conversation. You know, that's what's really shown, you know, and it's like, if you don't fit in either one of these boxes, somehow you you got to choose a side, you know? So it's like, you know, you can't have that ability to, you know, just kind of make your own thing. And I think that it really does sound simple at its core. If people would just sit down and talk and listen to each other, you know, so much is just attacking on either side. And it's just, it's certainly not getting anyone anywhere.
I liked how, you know, Congressman Swazi gave us so much history, you know,
it's
not just what it looks like today. How did we get here? I mean, I think he said the modern tax code was 1910. I mean, how do you even say modern, you know, with that? I think that was the year. So it's like to kind of understand that, and that's still how we kind of, that's our model for today.
Right. You know,
people need to to realize that it's not just, you know, oh, we're raising taxes or we're cutting taxes or we're doing this. It's really the whole, what led up to all of
this. Yeah, right. There's like a back history, right? That's, you know, that's, I think everyone takes everything for face value, you know, and everyone's an expert on everything, you know, nowadays, and everyone's got their, instead of really knowing, you know, the back history of things.
Well, if you relate technology as an example to the taxes in 1910, all right, taxes in 1910 were done with a straight pen with an inkwell on a piece of paper that was this big. All right.
With a candle.
With a candle. All right. Yeah. And the tax that exists today, I get a stack and I have like nothing. I get a stack of paper like that. And I'm thinking, well, how would the accountant in 1910 handle these forms? Now he'd be there with 14 candles just for my return, my tax return. Yeah. everything got so complicated. I mean, yeah. You know, you make money and you pay taxes, and then there's 4,000 ripples in between, and there are some people that really know how to take advantage of the ripples.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just got very cumbersome.
Yeah.
Like everything else, it just evolved over time, like the immigration thing. It evolved over time. Like Tom said, in the 20s, it was simple. You know, now in the 20s again, except it's a different 20s, it's not simple. It's very complicated.
And everything's antiquated. You know, there's, what did he say? 40 entry sites along the southern border, and they only let 40 people in a day. I mean, how antiquated is that? It makes no sense, but you know, I didn't know that before that. I didn't know only, you know, so this is information that, you know, people need to really kind of understand. Mm-hmm. What systems are in place, and that they're not modern. They're not accommodating what, you know, needs to be accommodated.
And they all evolved. All these little things that I mentioned, I have no idea what they are. MPP, Title 42 expulsions. There's all kinds of things I read. Yeah. I'm saying, forget it.
It is because it's overwhelming.
Well, that's why they have attorneys now that are immigration, lawyers, attorneys. They have to know all these rules.
Right. I mean, you know, Tom's great then for this because he really has a fundamental understanding. I mean, he just has all the information. So, I mean, you hope you put somebody in to represent you. You know, you vote for the people that are representing what you believe in, and hopefully they're prepared to do what they have to do.
And it shouldn't just be based on the party, to be blunt about it.
No.
It should be based on that person, their ability. And like he said, there's 29, I think, Republicans, 29 Democrats in that group that he's in.
Yep.
That's the way it ought to be.
The problem-solving.
Yeah, right. The problem-solving caucus or whatever.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, it was certainly informative, guys. And I have to say, I want to let people know that next week we are we have a repeat show because we are closed for Juneteenth. But I want to give a little overview of the awesome shows that are going to be coming up. On June 25th, we're going to have Kathleen Ott, who is from the Administration from Community Living. She's going to be talking about just all their wonderful programs and their theme. Older Americans Month was just last month, and it was Communities of Strength. So we're going to do a little bit of talking about that. On July 2nd, we have on Mike Kelly, who is the executive director over at SWAMA and the commissioner. And we are going to learn all about the recycling programs of North Hempstead that we've talked about numerous times on the show, trying to understand all the ins and outs of all that. And July 9th, we have on the Safe Center, who's going to talk about elder abuse. And July 23rd, fire safety for seniors. And July 30th, we're going to have some speech pathology in this world with masks and children.
Okay, we will be right back after taking a quick break.